This Panavia Tornado GR1B was built in 1983 at the British Aerospace Works in Wharton, Lancashire. It served as part of the RAF's Gulf Detachment during the First Gulf War, where it was nicknamed Bob after one of the characters from the Blackadder television series. Following the Gulf War, it served with 617 Squadron, the famous Dambuster Squadron. In fact, if you look at the markings on this aircraft, you can see several references to the dams raid that made the squadron famous. On the nose is the squadron badge showing a dam being hit by three thunderbolts. The name of Flight Lieutenant David Maltby is also painted just below the cockpit. Maltby was one of the pilots on the dams raid, and the code letters of his Lancaster, AJJ, are reproduced on the tail fin of this Tornado. The Tornado was designed as a low-level supersonic ground attack bomber capable of taking off and landing in short distances. This meant that it had to be highly versatile and capable of operating at both high and low speed. Take a closer look at the nose cone of the aircraft. It is sleek and streamlined, which allows the Tornado to fly at supersonic speeds. The tube at the tip of the nose is for measuring airspeed. Now look at the wings. They are of a very different design to most of the other aircraft you will see in the museum. This is because the Tornado needs to be able to fly stably and efficiently over a range of speeds. Usually, aircraft designed for high-speed flight perform poorly when flying at low speeds. The Tornado is different because it has a variable geometry or swing wing. This means that the wing position changes automatically to suit the type of flying being done. This Tornado has its wings swept fully back as they would be in high-speed flight or at low level, giving it a very streamlined shape and a smooth ride. For takeoff and landing, and for low-speed flight, the wings would be swept forward, almost at right angles with the fuselage. This increases the lift and manoeuvrability, allowing the aircraft to take off and land in short distances. To reach supersonic speeds, the Tornado has two powerful turbofan jet engines with afterburners. If you look on either side of the fuselage, you can see the large scoop-shaped intakes which feed air into the engines. To reach supersonic speeds, the Tornado has two powerful turbofan jet engines with afterburners. If you look on either side of the fuselage, you can see the large scoop-shaped intakes which feed air into the engines. This air is mixed with fuel, compressed, and then ignited. The gas expands vigorously and thrusts the aircraft forward. You can see the exhaust pipes at the rear of the aircraft beneath the tail fin. The afterburners provide extra thrust by reigniting the exhaust gas, giving a boost of speed when needed. This is usually accompanied by a telltale cone of flame. When travelling at such high speeds, a good braking system is needed for landing. The Tornado has a number of special features that enable it to have a short stopping distance. If you look at the tailplane, you can see that it can be tilted forward, allowing it to act as an air brake. In addition, the engines themselves can be used to slow the aircraft through the application of thrust reversal buckets. These are metal scoops that flare up behind the exhaust pipes to direct thrust from the engines forwards. The reversers on this aircraft are closed, but you can see the mechanism on the static engine displayed next to the aircraft. There is also an arrestor hook which drops down from the rear fuselage for emergency landings. The Tornado had a crew of two, a front seat pilot and a rear seat navigator and weapons system officer, who together operated the sophisticated avionics system that kept the Tornado in the air. Both are equipped with Martin Baker ejector seats in case of emergency, which you can see if you look up at the cockpit canopy. The Tornado GR1 is a bomber aircraft, but unlike the other bombers you can see around you, does not carry its bombs in a bomb bay. Instead, the weapons are mounted on pylons underneath the wings and fuselage. Some of these are visible on the aircraft in front of you. The Tornado was able to carry a variety of weapons, including the Sidewinder missile and the Paveway laser-guided bomb. If you look just below the cockpit canopy, you will see two laser-guided bomb symbols representing two combat missions using this weapon. The Tornado GR1 is a bomber aircraft, but unlike the other bombers you can see around you, does not carry its bombs in a bomb bay. Instead, the weapons are mounted on pylons underneath the wings and fuselage. Some of these are visible on the aircraft in front of you. The Tornado was able to carry a variety of weapons, including the Sidewinder missile and the Paveway laser-guided bomb. If you look just below the cockpit canopy, you will see two laser-guided bomb symbols representing two combat missions using this weapon. In addition to weapons, the pylons could carry electronic countermeasures pods for jamming enemy radar, as well as fuel tanks as carried here. If you look closely at the pylons holding the fuel tanks, you can see that they actually swivel. This is so that when the wing moves, whatever is being carried can be kept aligned with the fuselage to ensure maximum aerodynamic efficiency. The Tornado proved that it's possible to design a highly effective multi-role aircraft. It served with distinction during the First Gulf War and continues to play a key role in RAF operations today.